Hello.
Hello. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a registered voter on the state of Florida?
Yes.
And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Now, do you support or oppose this bill?
I would support.
Thank you. Now, moving on. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back their right to conceal their names?
I'm unsure about that. I'd have to know more.
Understood. But here's the option. Maybe you can choose one just for the sake of research. Now, will you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose? If you have to decide.
Like I said, I don't like to say I oppose or support something if I don't know all the details.
And that's very smart. But moving on. Some police officers previously claimed there were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Now, will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly forces to conceal their names? Will you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Let's see. Federal law enforcement, probably oppose.
Oppose somewhat or oppose strongly?
Somewhat, I guess.
Now,
I don't know.
Let's move to a different topic. Now, do you feel that your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little too high, about right or low? How do you feel?
About right.
Just about right. Thank you. Now, in terms of providing public services, do you feel the state and local government in Florida has spent your tax revenue money in a relatively wasteful manner, or you think they spend tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner?
Efficient.
What's your efficient manner? Thank you. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Now, will you support or oppose the state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Will you support that or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. And the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Now, will you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to the emergency animal hospital? Will you support that or oppose?
I think I would support.
Okay. Now, telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night or on the weekends when most clinics are closed. Now, telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Now, do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Yes.
Thank you.
Support.
Now, support, right. Veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant, trained to support veterinarians. Now, will you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary to care to perform routine checkups, diagnose and procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Will you support that or oppose that?
I guess support.
Okay. And do you believe the state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notice and to print it in an online newspaper on a regular basis? Do you think they should be required or they should not be required?
Say that again, please.
Yeah. Do you believe the state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notice and the printed or online newspaper on a regular basis? You think they should or do you think they should not?
So what are they reporting online?
Well, the local government and the state and local government, they should be required to publish public notice in the
public
printed
notice
and
of
online
what?
Newspaper on a regular basis. Public notice of whatever issue it might be, just in general. But you think they, the government should be required to publish public notice? Or they should not?
I would say should not on that
okay.
one.
Okay. Thank you. Now, moving on. How likely do you think will be to seek out public notice if they were posted on government website and not available in printed or online newspaper? Will you be very likely to seek out public notice if they post it? Somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat likely, I guess.
Somewhat likely. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, a recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economy activity each year. Now, the question is, how important do you feel vacation rentals are to the Florida's economy? Do you think they are very important, somewhat, not too important, or not at all important to the economy?
I would say very important.
Very important. Thank you. Now, do you feel that Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they're out of town?
Yes.
They should? Okay. Now, do you feel
yes.
that Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental? You think they should or they should not?
They should, yes.
And do you feel regulation regarding vacation rental should or should not be consistent throughout the state? You think it should or should not?
I would say should not.
Okay. And do you know how to swim?
I'm sorry?
In the pool? Do you know how to swim, like in the pools or...
Oh, yeah, or, yes, yes.
You know how to swim. Okay, and do you think that every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill? What's your opinion on that one? You think they should or should not?
Without government interference, yes,
yeah, right.
I think it's a good idea. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Not just on your own, you know, taking like every parent is on their own. Now,
sure.
Generally speaking,
right.
Do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they're on the wrong track, to the best of your knowledge?
Right track, I would say.
Right track. Thank you. And please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Okay, here's the first one. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Will you agree or disagree with that statement?
That's a touchy one, but I guess yes.
Agree somewhat or disagree
yes,
somewhat?
Yes, agree somewhat.
And now, the next statement that I would read is about Florida school curriculum. After each, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right, okay? Now, here's the first one. Public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. Here's the second statement. Public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Which one comes closer to your opinion? First one or second one?
That's one of those questions I hate. So I will say, I'll say no.
Okay, so, no, but which one, or those two statements comes closer to your own opinion? The first one I read or the second one?
The second one, probably.
The second one. And thank you, ma'am. Now, in your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank God for that. Now, has anyone and your extended family or a friend ever face housing insecurity or struggle to find affordable housing in Florida? Yes or no?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Now, do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they're having a difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? You think yes, they are, or no, they're not?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? You think yes, they do, or no, did they not?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development or affordable housing?
No.
No? Thank you, they should not. Now, and if the elected official at the local or state level is strongly advocate for programs aiming at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or will have no effect on your voting decision?
No effect.
No effect. Okay, thank you. Now, finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It will be required, it will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over the age of 18 and under the age of 65, whose incomes are or below 138% of the federal poverty level, and who meet other eligibility requirements. With no greater burden placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to the other Medicaid beneficiaries. Now, it will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for new eligible individuals. Now, if you were voting today, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
That was a lot, but I will say no.
Okay, thank you. Now, currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults and households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Now, Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have a minor children. Now, the proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121. After hearing this, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or not to reject the amendment?
Actually, can I ask you to do that one more time?
No problem, man. My pleasure. Now, currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Now, Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. Now, the proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121. After hearing this, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or not to reject the amendment?
I would like to say yes, but with our financial situation in the country, I'll have to say no.
Okay. So no to reject the amendment. Now, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, we're almost done. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, other?
Not white. Caucasian.
Wait, do you consider yourself a Cuban American, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you currently have a child enrolled in the Florida public schools? Yes or no?
No.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.